Layer 812, Remembering FDR. The panel is entitled Remembering FDR and includes this text. People told their complete stories and cited the plans and policies undertaken by my husband that had brought about improvement in their lives. In many cases, he had saved them from complete despair. Eleanor Roosevelt, This I Remember, 1949. In the weeks after the president's death, Eleanor Roosevelt received tens of thousands of condolence letters. The messages came from Americans of all ages, races, regions, and classes. Many people described how FDR had touched their lives. Mrs. Roosevelt found the outpouring overwhelming. "It was quite impossible for me to answer them all personally, as I should have liked to do," she later wrote, "but I have always felt that in them, future historians would find the explanation of why one man was four times elected to the office of President of the United States." Below the panel is a photograph of Eleanor and her daughter dressed in black, Eleanor wearing a black veil and hat. To the right on this wall are six framed letters of sympathy to Eleanor Roosevelt from ordinary citizens, some typed, others handwritten. Another 3 feet further on, the room makes a turn to the right. On the wall to the right is the last photograph of FDR seated in a chair and looking straight ahead, a text panel entitled FDR and Lucy Mercer Rutherford reads, "Among the people with FDR at Warm Springs during his final days was Lucy Mercer Rutherford. After her affair with FDR ended in 1918, Lucy had married wealthy widower Winthrop Rutherford and raised a family in New Jersey. But she and FDR continued to correspond, and during the 1940s, they began seeing each other again. Lucy was with FDR when he was stricken on April 12, 1945, but she left Warm Springs before he died." Eleanor learned of FDR's renewed contact with Lucy after the president's death. Although Eleanor's sense of betrayal was revived, her daughter Anna, who assisted in arranging the meetings, believed Lucy's presence in FDR's life helped him through the lonely and stressful war years. About 3 feet to the right of this text panel is a fire exit door. Walk to the right about 6 feet with this exit on your left. You'll now be automatically redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.